Telltale, Dakota Folklife and Stories, is a collection of narratives describing the shared personal experiences and lore of life on the North Dakota Plains. They originate from and are shaped by interviews with senior citizens, many of whom are in elder care facilities. On a February morning in 1983, a singing group called the Young German Singers traveled to a small recording studio in Bismarck, North Dakota. They were there to record an album of spiritual and Christmas songs. Nearly 40 years later, surviving members of the Young German Singers found themselves in a studio in Bismarck again, this time to share songs and stories. In this episode, the group remembers the funeral song, Das Schicksal, and the profound effect it had on people. Fate causes suffering for all, and the Germans from Russia were no exception. But one thing they carried with them they could always turn to for comfort and for joy was their music.
The Schicksal, a fate from which no one is spared. Death comes to all, rings down staff and cross. Joys of earthly life are but fleeting. All souls return to their Maker, return to their Maker. The body returns to the earth from which it had come. Riches, beauty, wit, shining strength, these all pass into everlasting darkness, into everlasting darkness. Why are you weeping, friends and brothers? Surely we'll see each other again on the great day of the last judgment. So fear only God's wrath and fear nothing more, and fear nothing more. The tears you've shed are only signs of love. Though sorrow is a normal feeling, only one thing I ask. Pray for me daily, oh pray for me, oh pray for me.
I think I remembered at our grandmother's funeral as well, so it'd be John's mother's funeral in the cemetery. That's probably the first time that I remember it.
Das Schicksal. Das Schicksal wird keinen verschonen.
When I was, let's say, 5, 6 years old, I grew up with that, hearing that song all the time. So every funeral, that was sung.
Before they threw the dirt down, and that started everybody to cry.
This particular song was sung by the Catholics, but then I hear that other denominations also had a song, a similar, maybe a little bit different melody. Whoever could sing, sang along in the cemetery. And it was open to everybody to sing. And some people could really sing that.
Then at the same time, they'd start throwing the dirt in on the coffin. And then everybody just cried and cried and cried.
It's like Joe said, it's the person in the coffin is talking to you, says, don't cry so much, don't cry, because we'll see each other again someday. That's in this song, in this, yeah. It's like a dead person is talking to you. It's probably still sung some places.
Weinen doch nicht so hart, don't cry so hard. We'll see you again someday. It's just, you know, that brings out to me the most sadness of it.
It was saying, you need to cry to get over it, better to accept it. If you don't cry, then you'll probably be sad for a long time, but you need to cry, and that made people cry.
Sometimes you hear the people crying over the song, you know, and then everybody starts crying, you know, that makes it so much sadder. Happened to it, really. I know when my dad was buried, it was, and then they take the family out to the cart away from the sadness, and we could hear way back then. That everybody, the cry was just as louder than the song singing, and everybody was crying, weeping. Oh, that was really powerful, yeah. Funeral wasn't completely done until this song was set. That was the end of the funeral, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. produced in partnership with Dakota Legacy. This project is supported in part by a grant from the North Dakota Council on the Arts, which receives funding from the North Dakota State Legislature and the National Endowment for the Arts.